when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
You will have heard the term baby Botox, Barbie Botox. This is where youngsters, as young as 19, 20, and sometimes younger, are going for Botox. And it, a lot of it followed the Barbie movie, the trend in the Barbie movie, where Margot Robbie's character had this Botox into the neck, and it gives them a longer neck. It's Barbie Botox, they call it, right? And there was also the Primetime Investigates program a few weeks ago looking at the cowboys involved in the aesthetic industry. And there's a thing then called the vampire facial, which is bizarre, to say the least. Now the genuine aesthetic industry is pushing back and pushing back hard. Dr. Moira Brown is a dentist and an aesthetic practitioner based here in Cork, and joins me now. Moira, Dr. Brown, these trends are very worrying, aren't they? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ, and thank you for having me on. Yeah, it really is. I'm a clinician. I'm a general dentist, but I'm practicing aesthetics for over 15 years, and I've completed a master's in facial aesthetics. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of corrective procedures coming into us in clinic now, and the younger demographic, really. And I think it's just a lack of awareness. You know, I think that Primetime Investigates program was quite enlightening for a lot of people. Nice. But it was shocking, and it was deeply concerning. And as I said, we're seeing this in clinic every day. I think the main thing is, you know, these are not beauty treatments, PJ. These are medical treatments. For example, Botox is a licensed drug. It's a controlled substance, and it should be administered by licensed practitioners. That's dentists, doctors, nurses, under the supervision of a medical professional. And there's a reason for that, you know. These are really safe, effective treatments if they're done correctly. I'm not sure if you've been following in the States, where there was an incident where over 19 patients became seriously unwell with botulism, and that's from counterfeit fake Botox, you know. And you could see from that show, and that Primetime Investigates, that these are cosmetologists, self-styled. There's no medical training. They've no registration body. Mm-hmm. They're often working uninsured, and they're accessing these products illegally, you know. And these are very safe products. They have huge amount of therapeutic uses. We use these in clinics so much for migraine, mm-hmm. for patients mm-hmm. who grind and clench, even depression recently. You know, it's been really interesting. We know that, you know, injections into the upper face can improve the psychological outcomes for patients. Wow. So it's a really useful treatment. But, you know, it's very, very safe, and you can have issues. Even the most medically qualified can, but we know how to recognize them, how to manage them, and if appropriate, if we need to refer on. And there's a huge gap. You know, there's no regulation, there's no accountability for non-medical professionals. Where are they accessing this product from?
Yeah, that must be deeply frustrating for someone like yourself, Moirid,
who operates your
clinic, you know, properly and above board with the right products, the license, the training, etc. And some cowboy can set up on the next block. God knows what they're putting into people's faces. They have no training. The level of regulation is it nil or practically nil?
It's almost nil. You know, we have a HPRA and a regulatory body. There is Misuse of Drugs Act. There is a patient safety licensing bill that's due to become for the Doyle since 2016. So the regulation is there, but it needs to be prioritised before more harm is done. And particularly in the case of dermal fillers, PJ, these are, I myself am a member of the Irish branch of the British College of Aesthetic Medicine. And we actually surveyed members recently, and up to 69% of our members have had to deal with severe complications associated with dermal filler treatment. And dermal filler is different to toxin. Toxin has a certain amount, it's a prescription item, whereas dermal filler, anyone can access it. They're ordering it from a company called Filler World, and they're counterfeit products. And like that, I have patients coming into me in clinic. I'm based in Sleas Medical in Cork City, and for corrective procedures, and they're often unsure what product it is. And for me, if I'm trying to reverse it or manage it, I don't know what I'm dealing with. And they don't understand, you know, as I said, these are medical procedures, they're medical treatments, and they have a huge benefit on the right patient. But it's the Wild West out there. It really, really is. And, you know, there's no regulation. And even for ourselves, you know, as medical professionals, you know, we do need to develop these best practice guidelines. There needs to be more collaboration, because there's no real defined training pathway even for us. But there's no control, there's no regulatory body, and there's no penalties for practitioners who are operating outside the remit of their practice.
You referred there twice in the last couple of minutes to restorative. People are coming to the likes of you, Moiraid, to fix the damage done by the Cowboys.
Absolutely. And, you know, we often don't know what the product is. They haven't been educated on. They have no way of reversing. There's, like I said, quite serious complications. For example, with dermal filler, there can be infection risk. You know, when we're breaking the skin barrier, you need to attend someone who's a licensed practitioner who understands cross-infection control and who's able to manage any complication. For example, in the case of dermal filler, we have an enzyme we can use to reverse it in the case of a severe reaction, and they can't access that. But more importantly, it's illegal if they do. So how are they stocking it? As recently as this morning, PJ, was scrolling through Instagram, as we all do, and I came across a non-medic who has an aesthetic page who does dermal filler, selling Ozempic, you know, the injectable weight loss drug, selling it online, DM her. And within an hour, she put up a second post saying, all sold out, new stock arrived. So where is she accessing that product? Is she being reprimanded by the HPRA? They get a slap on the wrist. More importantly, if a patient has a complication from that, like you walk into the pharmacy, you get your paracetamol, and if, God forbid, you have some issue, you know there's traceability with that. When I'm ordering toxin for my patients, it's a prescription drug. I see you in clinic, I prescribe it, I order from a pharmacy. There's a full traceability with that. I keep a record of what that number is of that vial that I used. If in the case, God forbid, there was an adverse effect, I can trace that back and report it to the company. But it really is, I mean, there's no regulation whatsoever. And as I said, you know, there's going to be huge harm being done. I was recently looking at an article from the States where there was 3 cases of HIV from the PRP, the vampire facials, in New Mexico from one clinic. So this is where we're heading. And this industry is booming. I mean, the aesthetics market is valued at, I think it's coming up to $25.9 billion. They're expecting it to be worth in 2028. So this problem isn't going away, you know, and we need to be proactive versus reactive. And I as a clinician and all my colleagues are seeing this on a daily basis, on a weekly basis.
I sense your frustration. You mentioned the vampire facial, which is a bizarre and somewhat scary concept. Then we come to the one that is commonplace now, the Barbie Botox, this idea of teenagers going in to have Botox put in their face. I'm sure, Moiraid Brown, that as a reputable...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Practitioner, you'll say to a 16-year-old, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I suppose there is legislation for that, you know, and we cannot inject any patients under 18, and we really welcomed that. But absolutely, I was in clinic last year and Barbie Botox was trending. And I always say, these aren't trends, these are medical treatments. But I always say no, you know, and I think that's why I have ethics. I mean, these are patients of mine. These aren't consumers. They're not customers. They're patients. I'm treating them with medical products. And I will be able to decipher based on my level of experience whether a treatment is going to be a benefit. You know, we do risk benefit. And I often say to patients that come into me and they'll know me from treating them, it's not a paint by numbers. This isn't a 3 for 2. It's a very individualized treatment. And if it's of benefit to you, then we will decide on what the correct treatment protocol is. But yeah, Barbie Botox was a big thing last year, PJ. It really is where we inject botulinum toxin into the trapezius muscle, which is the muscle just below the shoulder, and it elongates the neck, giving you that Margot Robbie or that Barbie look. But yeah, this is a treatment we use a lot. Actually, it's very beneficial for patients who have tightness in their neck or shoulders, yeah, or pain there. Yeah. But absolutely, you know, it's going to a reputable practitioner that's licensed. You know, how long have they been working? What products are they using? And I would say no more than yes more often. But certainly anybody under 18, if they're providing treatments, you know, that's illegal. You know, there's laws for that and there's regulation for that.
You'd have to ask, wouldn't you, what's wrong with the world if we have teenagers looking to get their faces injected because they've seen it in a movie?
Yeah, and I think that's just the way we're going. That's the Instagram, you know. I know myself in clinic after Zoom during COVID, there was a real boom in, I suppose, facial aesthetics because we're looking at our faces all day long. But, you know, I'm a mum of 3 young girls, and I think this is, like I said, I really feel strongly that we need to protect them and we need to do more for them, and we're really lacking by not legislating for this. And there really needs to be accountability, penalties. The HPRA need to be doing more, and the regulatory bodies, to clamp down on these non-medically trained professionals who are self-styling themselves. They do like a weekend course, PJ, you know, a one-day course, a crash course, and they set up as aesthetic practitioners, and they'll offer these really high-risk, as I said, they're medical procedures at bargain prices, often in premises that are unregulated. And I'm seeing it coming on my doorstep every week, you know. And so it's time, you know, the RT Investigates program was really welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, we really pushed for that because it's just awareness and understanding that, you know, what these treatments are. They're so beneficial, but, you know, they need to be done by licensed practitioners in medical settings.
Many of my listeners are parents of teenagers who are possibly coming under pressure to allow their teenagers to have these treatments or to buy these products for them.
Yeah, and you see that with that explosion in skincare, you know. Like, I work myself in clinic, and even from a dental clinic, I'll often ask the kids, what are they getting for Christmas? And they'll be getting these prescriptive skincares, which isn't needed. It's not necessary. Their skin doesn't need it. But, you know, I would say to any parent, you know, educate your children. You know, as I said, it's illegal under 18 for us to perform any treatments on these children. And thankfully, I've never come across a child that young. But absolutely bringing them to a reputable clinic, giving them as much education as possible. And really, I suppose, an understanding that often these are filtered, they're heavily filtered. And we, as I'm more senior adults now in my adult years, you know, we understand that, you know, the images we're seeing online, it's not the same person when you meet them in person, and it's very much filtered. But, you know, good skincare is really, really important. That's very important. Good SPF, we know that that's really important in terms of skin cancer prevention. But absolutely, I mean, it really...
But injecting yourself at 16 does not count as good skincare. And there's the thing, lastly, injecting yourself or having yourself injected at 16, 17, 18, not only is it illegal, but in later life, you're doing long-term damage to your face.
Yeah, I mean, and I often ask, what's the magic age? So certainly I would not be treating anybody under 18. There is no reason to. And also, like I said, legally, it's illegal now to provide any toxin treatment under 18, thankfully. But there's no magic age when to start treatment. And it really depends on, you know, your skin type, if you've been, your sun exposure, your lifestyle. So certainly a child of that age would certainly not need any treatment, or I often say even usually early 30s. And we know that with the pace of aging, you know, men really, PJ, are the silver foxes when it comes to aging. You really don't, your pace of aging doesn't really rapidly decline till your late 60s. But, you know, we treat more women in clinic. It's just the natural progression. As women, we age faster. We age three times faster than men, up to the age of 60. So there are lots of very safe treatments we can do if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you know, nobody under the age of 18 should be having any of these treatments. They're injectables, they're medical treatments. And we do use them under 18 for, you know, Botox is very therapeutic for, we use it for kids with cerebral palsy from the age of 2, so for therapeutic uses, but from a cosmetic use, there is no excuse for anybody providing treatment like that. And you know, if you're going to a reputable licensed practitioner, as I said, these are patients, these are medical treatments, we would not be providing that.
Dr. Welland, thank you very much for your time, appreciate it.
Thank you, PJ. Thank you, take care.
Cheers. Dr. Mairead Brown, do not engage with those cowboys.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.